All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Today, we are diving deep into something that could really change the game for all you California business owners out there.
Yep. We're talking about labor analytics.
I'm excited to dig into this, especially all the juicy insights from this text. We've got the ROI of labor analytics for California businesses. I mean, who doesn't love a good ROI, right?
Absolutely. And this isn't just some abstract concept. This is about real practical strategies you can use to unlock the power of your workforce, starting right here in the Golden State.
So I think everyone listening knows we are absolutely drowning in data these days. I mean, workforce trends, skills gaps, employee performance metrics. It's a lot to keep track of.
You're telling me. And let's be honest, a lot of businesses just end up ignoring it because it just seems way too overwhelming.
Right. Like, where do you even begin?
Well, that's where labor analytics comes in. It's about taking all that data, all that information you have about your workforce and actually, you know, analyzing it.
Turning it into something useful.
Exactly. Actionable insights. You can use it to make smarter decisions about who you hire, how you keep your employees engaged, and ultimately how to get the absolute best out of your team.
I like it. It's like finding hidden treasure in your own backyard, right?
That's a great way to put it. There's gold in that data.
And speaking of goals, I was reading about this clothing company based right here in California. They were having a real tough time with employee turnover, especially in their design department.
Ouch. Yeah, that can be a killer.
Totally. But get this. They used labor analytics. And what they discovered was really interesting. There was a direct correlation between employees leaving and a lack of professional development opportunities.
Ah, they felt stuck.
Yeah. So they started offering these targeted training programs, and guess what? Their turnover rate plummeted like 15%.
That's huge, especially here in California, where the cost of replacing an employee is, well, let's just say it's not cheap.
Especially in a super competitive market like we have here. It's not just about using an employee. It's about them potentially going to your competitor.
Right. It's like you said, labor analytics can help you find the best talent, but then it can also help you keep them.
Keep them happy. Keep them engaged. Keep them growing.
Exactly. It's all connected.
It's like having a crystal ball, but for your business.
And a really practical one, not just telling your fortune, but giving you actual steps you can take to improve things.
You know, I used to think data analysis was just for, like, you know, super technical people, scientists or mathematicians. But now I'm seeing how everyone can benefit. Like, even the local bakery down the street uses it to figure out the best time to sell their sourdough bread.
Now, that's what I call applying data deliciously.
Right. And it brings me to another point. California, we're known for our diversity, right? That's one of our greatest strengths.
Absolutely. Our workforce is incredibly diverse.
And labor analytics can actually help us leverage that diversity even more.
How so?
Well, for one thing, it can help us identify and address any potential biases in our hiring practices. You know, make sure everyone has a fair shot.
That's so important, building a more inclusive and equitable workplace.
Exactly. And it can also help us understand the unique needs and aspirations of different groups within our workforce so we can create a work environment where everyone feels valued and respected.
It's about creating a culture where everyone can thrive.
Totally. So think about it. If you're a business owner listening to this right now, what kind of data could you be using to get a real competitive edge? Maybe you could be tracking employee feedback on projects more closely, or maybe even, you know, predicting potential burnout before it even happens.
Those are great examples. And the thing is, the possibilities are pretty much endless. The key is to start thinking about what data you already have and how you can use it to answer those critical questions about your workforce.
Exactly. What are those pain points? What are those opportunities for growth? The answers are probably hidden in your data, just waiting to be discovered.
And once you start uncovering those answers, that's when the real magic happens.
So let's do a quick recap. We've seen how labor analytics could be a game changer for California businesses.
For sure. We talked about attracting top talent in our competitive market, reducing turnover, and even identifying hidden opportunities to improve employee engagement and well-being.
And all of this ultimately leads to a healthier bottom line.
Exactly. But you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. As technology continues to evolve, so too will the field of labor analytics. Just imagine what kind of data we'll be able to track in the future.
It's exciting to think about. But of course, with all this new data comes new questions, especially about ethical considerations.
Right. How do we make sure we're using this information responsibly? How do we protect employee privacy while still gaining valuable insights?
Those are definitely some things to ponder.
Big questions for all of us to consider as we navigate the future of work.
All right. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive.
But hopefully we've given everyone listening a lot to think about.
So we encourage you to explore the world of labor analytics further. See how it can transform your California business. Until next time.